On 90.3 KAZU, I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. Santa Cruz is known for being relatively friendly to taxes and to marijuana. This coming Tuesday, voters in both the city of Santa Cruz and Santa Cruz County weigh those together as they consider a new tax on medical marijuana businesses. Some worry the tax will ultimately burden patients, while others say the money is needed to fight the industry's seedier side. For KAZU, Vinnie Tong reports.
At the Kind People's Collective, once you walk through a metal detector and get past a security guard, the inside looks a lot like a coffee shop or a juice bar. There's music playing, t-shirts for sale, and the products are displayed behind spotless glass.
My name is Khalil Mutawakil.
He's co-founder of this nonprofit medical marijuana dispensary in Santa Cruz County.
We're on Soquel Avenue. We opened February 1st of this year. And why don't I go ahead and give you a little tour?
He walks me past the in-house ATM, a shelf full of pipes for sale, and up to a rope line. You know the kind they use at Hollywood premieres? Only this one is made of hemp. Mutawakil says more than 100 people a day line up here to buy cannabis.
So this is our medicine counter. We sell everything from flowers and buds, which most people are familiar with, to concentrates of all sorts, oils, waxes, vaporettes, pens, cold water hash, live resin hash, edibles, tinctures, everything in between.
And demand for all these things is high. In its first 9 months, the collective signed up 7,000 members. Now, the cost of doing business may soon go up. Voters in the county and the city of Santa Cruz are each considering a new business tax for places like the Kind People's Collective. A 7% tax on revenue with the option to go up to 10%. And Mutawakil supports this tax and says he won't be passing it on to his customers.
It's the best step that we have right now for cooperating with our governments to move this industry forward into the light and to legitimize us as real businesses in our community that have a lot to offer.
Two things happened that led to this tax effort. First, about a year ago, the California Supreme Court upheld the authority of municipalities to regulate or even ban medical marijuana operations. That gave cities and counties the power to decide what to do locally. And second, Santa Cruz County decided it was time to do something about illegal growers who County Supervisor Neil Coonerty says are decimating land in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
You know, we're in the middle of a drought. And they're taking waters out of streams and out of wells, which they shouldn't do. They're running generators all day long, 24/7, which the noise factor plus just the pollution of the generators is terrible. They have propane tanks that they're heating plants with. They grade hills. They just scrape away hills. And the runoff and the environmental degradation is terrible.
He says in the county, the tax money will help fight these growers.
We definitely see it as a way to make sure that the environment is not degraded and that things are safe for everybody.
But that's not my fault. That's the property owner's fault.
Michael Boyd is an outspoken critic of the tax. He lives in Soquel with his wife, where they've been for more than a decade. He uses medical marijuana daily to treat chronic pain. Boyd says many end-of-life patients rely on medical cannabis just to get through the day. And he is fighting the tax because he thinks inevitably the cost will get passed on to customers who need this medicine.
There's a lot of people a lot worse off than me that this is all they get. It's like they're on their way out. They're going. They're going to go. They know they're dying of cancer. And they know the drugs that they're getting aren't going to make them feel better, but they can get their medical marijuana.
He feels the tax is too great a burden. So much so that he is suing the county to try to stop it.
It's a hardship for everyone now. Why wouldn't it be a hardship to add 10%?
In Santa Cruz County, which has about a dozen dispensaries, the tax would generate an estimated $900,000 a year. In the city of Santa Cruz, which only has two dispensaries, it would bring in less than $100,000. Both measures require a simple majority to pass. For KAZU News, I'm Vinnie Tong.